coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Okay, I want you to watch how they defense this option play here.
Hold it. Hold it. Hey, run that back one more time, will you? Jeez. Once again.
You see something?
Yeah, one more time.
What are you looking for?
Hold it. Hit pause. Is it in my imagination, or does that sweater make me look fat?
Okay, that's it. Oh, we're done.
Thank God. I don't think I can watch another minute of film.
So, where are you off to?
Movies?
Hey, I'm free. Can I go with?
Actually, Judy and I kind of have a date planned.
Oh, no, I understand. Have fun. So, how about you, Hayden? You want to grab something to eat?
Christine's making dinner for us at home, Lou.
That's okay. I'll just grab something with one of the other coaches.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Hey, boss.
Sorry, Luth. My kids in a school play tonight.
Oh, yeah. What are they doing?
Greece.
Greece. That's nice. Nice country. Hey, what's happening?
Well, my uncle died, and my family's going over to spend some time with my aunt.
Just family, huh? Have fun.
Hey, Luther.
I'm
just on my way home to have dinner with Shirley. You want to join us?
No, thanks, Art. I'm busy.
Go, Billy. Knock yourself out.
Thanks.
Hey, Winnie. I'm just gonna be one tonight.
As opposed to every other night for the last 10 years. You ready?
Tell you what, I think I'll go off the menu tonight. Just give me a hot, open-faced turkey, and some roast beef, throw a little ham on that, a double side of mashed potatoes, some cream corn, and some extra rolls.
What, Luther? Anything else?
Maybe have a milkshake.
Billy, how's that meatloaf going down?
It's going down without the broccoli.
Well, you better eat it. Your mom's orders are no dessert.
You know, that cake looks good. Is that the last piece?
Yep.
Jell-O is very good here.
I don't like Jell-O.
They got rice pudding.
I don't like rice pudding.
You're a real picky eater, you know that? All right, all right.
I'll go 50-50 with you.
That's more like 60-40.
There you go.
Could I get a little frosting?
You could be getting a fruit cup. And some grape. And, of course, some marmalade. Yeah. There you are. Yeah. This way you just pay for the ice cream and get yourself a sundae.
Cool.
So how long have you been coming here?
A couple weeks. Sometimes my mom works late.
And your dad?
He doesn't live with us anymore.
Hey, mine neither. I mean, he left when I was like 10 years old. How old are you?
10.
Hey, how about that? You're like two peas in a pea holder.
So, you live around here?
I live over by the college. I work there.
What do you do?
I'm a football coach.
You're the head coach for the Screaming Eagles?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I love football, and the Screaming Eagles are my favorite team.
Great.
Billy, your mom just called. She said if you're not home in 10 minutes, she's trading your Nintendo set for a dictionary.
All right, I'm going.
I got it.
Yo, I got money.
Hey, keep it. It's my treat.
Thanks, Luther.
Yeah. Hey, Billy. Nice meeting you.
You too.
Maybe I'll see you at the game sometime.
Great. Bye.
I'm paying for it, aren't I?
Hey, Howard, what's that?
This is the future, Hayden. This is the crowning touch that will vault you into the pantheon of coaching luminaries.
It's a computer.
What's it doing on my desk? I told you 100 times I don't want a computer.
But you need a computer. Every successful football coach nowadays has a computer.
We haven't lost a game all season.
Well, maybe with this we can do better.
Yeah, well, don't put it there, because I got a lot of important stuff that goes there.
Like what?
Like my mug. My mug goes there. Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Put it there?
Coach, you won't believe what this computer can do. With the touch of a fingertip, we'll have access to every single stat we'll ever need. Kicker's percentages from the left hash mark versus the right hash mark. Third down success of running plays versus passing plays. How much Gatorade consumed during wins versus losses.
Who cares about that?
I think there's some people at Gatorade that might be interested.
Well, I'll leave you two to your technological pursuits. This is the dawning of a new age, Hayden. Our old ways are being cast out as we are catapulted into an ever-changing and evolving universe. May your venture into the computer age be fruitful.
Where are you going?
I have to buy thumbtacks.
Well, I hate computers. I hate the whole idea of computers.
It's because you're afraid of them. You don't know how they work. They're really very simple now. Here, got you a manual.
Well, I'm not going to get through that. Darn, when it comes to stuff like this, I'm an idiot.
I was hoping you'd say that, because I also got you this.
Computing for idiots.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ed.
Oh, man, great. A computer. I love computers.
You know about computers?
Hey, who doesn't know about computers these days? Come on, let's boat it up.
He's trying to say turn it on.
Oh. Okay.
You did it, Coach. Now, type your name in. I programmed something in there for you.
Yeah. H-A-Y...
D.
I know how to spell my name. I was looking for the letter. G-E-N.
Now press enter.
Enter.
Hey, maybe this isn't so bad after all.
Excuse me.
Hey, what is it, Miss Torkelson?
There's someone here to see Luther.
Hey, Luther.
Hey, Billy. How you doing? What are you doing here?
I wanted to see where you work.
Hey, how'd you find me?
I just asked where the head coach's office was.
Billy, I'd like for you to meet Hayden Fox. He's the head coach. I'm the head coach.
How you doing, Billy?
And Dauber here, he's the assistant head coach.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
This is my good old buddy, Billy
Walker.
Billy Walker, my good friend. We were both having dinner alone at the diner last night, so we decided to eat together. What's up?
I wanted to know if you wanted to have lunch.
Now? It's only 9:30. Could you wait a half an hour?
Sure. I thought before that maybe we could play catch. I've never played catch on a real football field before.
You want to play catch with me?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Billy. You go see Mrs. Torkelson and tell her I said give you football.
All right.
You don't mind, do you, Hayden? I like to spend a little time with him. I mean, his mom works a lot and his dad's not around. And I think he could use a friend.
Go ahead, Luth. Have a good time.
Thanks.
Here you go, Luther.
Okay, I promise to go easy on you. Go on. Go out. Hey! Good hands, Billy! It's that sucker. It's my friend, Billy. Hey, guys. Great day, isn't it?
What are you so happy about?
I don't know. Just in a good mood, that's all.
You must see Billy again today, huh?
Yep.
Gee, what is that? Like every day for the past 2 weeks?
Yeah, isn't it great? Guess what we did last night? We made phony phone calls.
Hey, Luther, you know, maybe it's none of my business, but shouldn't you be doing stuff with him that's, you know, like more on your level? Phony phone calls, huh?
Yeah. Dauber, you'd love this. Billy taught it to me. You call somebody up and you say, hello, this is the public phone company calling. Would you please refrain from using your phone for the next half hour? We have a serviceman working with live electrical wires. Thank you very much. And then you hang up. You get a radio. You turn it like the static, and then you call back, let it ring like 25, 30 times till I can't take it anymore. And then you turn the radio up real loud when they answer, go, ah! Then you hang up. We got this one lady last night. I went, ah! And she went, ah! I thought she's gonna have a heart attack.
That was you?
Oh, jeez, Alma. I'm sorry.
That is a good one.
I'll tell you, Hayden, I really like this kid. I mean, he's smart, he's fun, he you know what he's like? He's just like a regular little person. And I feel like I'm really making a difference in his life. Yeah. I mean, I know what it's like to grow up without a father around, and I feel maybe I can do something for him.
Hey, I think what you're doing is great, Luth.
Well, the truth is, I think he can do something for me, too. I've been thinking. You know, like, Hayden, you've got Kelly, and you're trying to have another kid. You'll have someone to remember you after you're gone. And Dauber, you know, you're going to get married, probably have a family, and you'll have someone to remember you. But, you know, me, I'm not getting any younger. And I'm starting to think I wouldn't have anybody around to remember me.
Oh, come on. I'll remember you, Luth.
Let's face it, Hayden. It won't be that long after I'm dead. You'll be dead, too.
Oh, I miss you guys.
Oh, shut up. No one's going anywhere for a while, okay?
Anyway, now that Billy's come along, I feel like, you know, maybe I got a shot of having someone, you know, remember me.
Hi.
Hey, Christine.
Hey, Christine, how'd it go with Billy? She took Billy over to the TV station today to show him around.
Oh, it was wonderful. He is one great kid, Luther.
Thanks.
He can't stop talking about you. Luther and I went ice skating. Luther and I went to the movies. Luther and I almost gave an old lady a heart attack last night.
He really said that?
You know what else he said? That you're his best friend.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy.
Thanks.
Hey, Wendy, have I had any calls?
The Smithsonian called. The display case is ready for your stomach.
I'm supposed to meet Billy for dinner. He's not here yet. Billy, over here. See, you're like 20 minutes late. I thought maybe you forgot.
I didn't.
Yeah, where's your mother? I thought she was going to join us.
She'll be here in a little while. She had to stop at the office.
Something wrong?
No.
Well, good, because you know what I thought? After dinner tonight, if it's okay with your mother, I thought we'd go back to the batting cages. See, I'll do that thing where I stand real close to the plate and let the ball hit me in the helmet. Then I try to make it to my base, you know. I try to walk. Tonight, I thought maybe we'd try the fast cage, huh?
Okay.
Okay, what is it? When you don't think an old guy getting hit in the head with a baseball is funny, something's wrong. Hey, Vet.
Hi, Luther. Sorry I'm late. Did you guys already order?
Yeah, well, we're just getting around to that.
Did you tell him yet?
What? Tell me what?
We're moving.
What?
I got a promotion at work. They're transferring me to Chicago.
Promotion? That's really great.
They're making me regional manager. I won't have to work nights anymore, and Billy's going to go to a great school, and we have family there.
That's great. When will you be leaving?
Next week.
We both hope you'll come and visit us there.
Are you kidding? I go to Chicago all the time. Windy city. I love wind.
What'll it be, folks?
Just a cheeseburger.
I'll have a chef salad.
I'll just have a cup of coffee. I'm not that hungry.
I can't believe what you can do on these things.
It's incredible, isn't it?
I feel like I'm learning more and more and more every time I look at the screen.
Watch it, Coach.
I thought I killed that skeleton head guy.
You only stunned him. Look out for the snake. Yeah. Use the laser.
Laser.
Darn it.
I hate this game. Want to play again?
Hey, guys.
Hey. You okay?
I don't know.
Did you get Billy and his mom off?
They don't leave the first thing in the morning. Billy's going to stop by after school and say goodbye. He should be here in a minute.
Hey, how did you and Billy like the Timberwolves game last night?
Oh, man, it was really great. We had front row seats in the mezzanine.
Oh, good seats.
I'll tell you, they're good seats. We got peanuts and we dropped the shells down on people below. There's this one lady in a dress. We got a shell right down in there.
You're dead meat, Van Dam.
Oh, jeez, that was you all up.
Well, some people are born targets.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, Luther.
Billy, how was the last day of school, okay?
Great. They threw me a party. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, that's great. Hey, come on in here. I want to talk to you. Do you guys excuse us for a second? I guess it's time.
I guess.
You're starting to look forward to Chicago, aren't you?
Yeah, sounds pretty good. You know, my cousins are taking me to a Bulls game the day after tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to the top of the tallest building in the world.
Wow, that's nice.
And we're having that deep dish pizza.
Now, that's really nice. Yeah, I was wondering, do you think you're going to remember me?
Sure I will.
Yeah, I know you will for a while, but you're going to meet a lot of new friends, and you know, you're going to grow older and, you know, maybe move someplace else. So.
I still remember you.
I hope you remember me when you're as old as I am.
I will.
I got you a going away present.
Really?
Yeah. Close your eyes. Okay.
Whoa! You got me a bicycle?
Yeah, I was going to get you a blue one, but I thought red was more memorable, don't you? Come on, get your bike. I'll walk you home.
You know, I will always remember you, Luther.
I know you will, Billy. I know you will.